Trustee Chair. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City Council meeting. This is the City of Aurora Grandy, and it's Tuesday, September 24th. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Guthrie is absent. Councilmember Ray?
Here.
Councilmember Brown is absent. Mayor Pro Tem Costello?
Here.
Mayor Ferrara?
Here. Item 3 is our flag salute, and we're pleased to have Lenny Jones here from the Aurora Grandy Rotary, who's going to lead us in the flag salute. If you would, please remain standing for invocation. Pastor Ron D. of the Harvest Bible Fellowship is here to do that for us.
Hand over your heart. Join me in pledging our allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Won't you join me as we pray and just ask God to bless our time. Lord, we are thankful that we can come to you in our private lives and we can come to you in our public lives as well. And Lord, as we ask you to be with us tonight, Lord, I thank you that you promised you would give wisdom where it's needed, discernment, understanding. Lord, I pray for our council members, our mayor, city staff. Lord, that you
would different scholarships to our youth in the community. And with the fish fry, I hope you can all join us. I'm going to leave 2 free tickets right on this podium. So if someone comes up and speaks, the first one that wants to take those can have them. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Very good. Thank you. I hope there's no bloodletting at the podium later on. Okay, we're going to move on to item 5, agenda review. 5A is our closed session announcements. As indicated at our last meeting, closed session is generally convened at the end of our council meeting, and we report out of closed session at the next scheduled council meeting. And on Tuesday, September 10th, 2013, the council did meet in closed session. As indicated on the agenda, we discussed a legal matter and also a real property matter. The council took no reportable action on either item. Item 5B, move that all ordinances presented for introduction or adoption be read in title only and all further readings be waived.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 6 is special presentations, and if you're following along on the agenda, we do have 2 this evening. And I would ask, first of all, that Jim DeCecco, who's here representing Rideshare Month, meet me at the podium, and then our second proclamation will be for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And Tricia, are you here as well? Okay. Not yet. But you know what? We're going to save one of those fish fry tickets for you, too. This is an honorary proclamation declaring October 2013 as Rideshare Month and October 9th as International Walk to School Day. Whereas transportation choices including carpooling, vanpooling, taking the bus, walking, biking, or working from home reduce road congestion, reduce commuter costs, preserve air and water quality, and improve personal health. And whereas Rideshare Month will include $1,000 cash prizes and outreach events including more parks, less parking, cash vanpool, cash carpool, weigh your commute, good morning commuters, bike and pedestrian breakfasts, and Transit Tuesdays to encourage using sustainable transportation choices. And whereas Slow Regional Rideshare, as a division of the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, provides information, programs, and services on sustainable transportation choices for people living, working, and visiting San Luis Obispo County. And whereas SLOW Regional Rideshare will provide support and awareness to schools across the county for International Walk to School Day. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Tony Ferrara, Mayor of the City of Arroyo Grande, on behalf of the City Council, do hereby proclaim October 2013 as Rideshare Month and October 8th as International Walk to School Day in the City of Arroyo Grande. Jim, it's a pleasure to present this to you, and we would invite you to say a few words.
Now, my name is Jim DiCecco. I live at 140 Vista Del Mar in Pismo Beach. I'm here going ahead and representing Rideshare. Thank you very much for the proclamation. As Mr. Mayor was reading that off, I was going like, oh, wow. I might qualify for some of that money. But anyways, yeah, I just want to reiterate the fact that, you know, this is Rideshare Month. There's a number of activities going on, chances to win, you know, $1,000. We have, you know, the opportunity to go ahead and get a free breakfast every Friday. There's cash carpool, win $500 types of events. And also on top of that, a slight note, October 9th is International Walk to School Day. And so throughout the county, many schools, including mine over at Oceano, are going to be celebrating that day with huge events in order to go ahead and encourage all of our students to go ahead and walk to school on that particular day, although we do that on a monthly basis at Oceano. So that will just be one of many days. But we do encourage everybody to walk that day. And if you have children in the area, walking your kids to school is a great event. It promotes health. It ends up going ahead and gives you some family time that you may not get. And so I just want to thank the City Council for this proclamation on behalf of Rideshare.
Well, Jim, before you leave, and the incidence of childhood cancers is increasing at a more rapid rate than any other age group. And whereas each year tens of thousands of children across our country face the battle of cancer with incredible bravery and inspiring hope. However, while progress against some childhood cancers has been made, cure rates for many forms of childhood cancer remain at less than 50%. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Tony Ferrara, Mayor of the City of Arroyo Grande, on behalf of the City Council, do hereby proclaim the month of September 2013 as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in the City of Arroyo Grande. It's a pleasure to present this to you, Roshan. I mean, once again, we'd invite you to say a few words.
Okay. I'm Trisha Oxner, 509 East Cherry in Arroyo Grande, and I want to thank the City Council for this proclamation. I don't think many people are aware of just how prevalent childhood cancer is in our country, in our area. Lily Bumpus is an infant in Arroyo Grande. Her mom was supposed to be here, but they weren't able to. She's 70-plus days currently cancer-free. But the incidence of invasive cancers, as the mayor said, is up significantly, and we're just trying to raise awareness to bring more research and more funding for this issue. Only about 4% of federal funding right now is being spent on pediatric cancer research. So we're actually wearing gold this month and trying to bring awareness to the issue. This Friday at 2 at Grover Heights Elementary, our neighbors nearby, they're going to be having a fundraising lemonade stand where they're going to have all kinds of items for sale, music, and just trying to get folks more involved. So thank you for the proclamation, and I appreciate your time.
Well, before you rush off, do you think you might be able to make our fish fry on Friday night? Okay, wonderful. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to move on to item 7, community comments and suggestions. This is an opportunity for members of the public to come forward and comment on items that are not on this evening's agenda. The Brown Act restricts the council from taking any formal action on matters not posted on the agenda. We would ask that you keep your comments brief, 3 minutes or less, but I've been known to make exceptions. And please address your comments to the council as one body. Anyone who would like to come forward, community comments and suggestions. Good evening, Bob, and I think I know what you're going to say.
Good evening. I'm Bob Lund, 1202 Linda Drive, Rio Grande. Just returned from the American Bloom Symposium held in Orlando, Florida this year. And we had a great team of seven people who were there with us, with me and my wife. There were another five. The mayor was one of them, thank goodness. And Mary and Paul Hertel, and Lori Waller and Mary Giambalvo. We had a wonderful time. The weather was not bad. Actually, it was a little bit warmer here yesterday than it was in Orlando, so rather interesting. But before I get into the consequences of our arriving in Orlando, Florida, I want to just mention that I came just now from a meeting of Rio Grande Public Art. And I want to remind everybody that this coming Saturday at the Harvest Festival, we're going to have 20 roosters, all done by artists, on display at the IOOF building starting at noon on Saturday, and they'll be voting on them to see which roosters in five categories are voted the best. Then on October 6th, from 3 to 6 at the South County Regional Center, we're going to have an auction, public awareness for our public art program, raising funds, free to the public. We're going to have some appetizers, wine, drinks. So everybody please attend. So back to the American Bloom Symposium. Once again, we were recognized. And again, this year, I have a bag full of goodies. We once again received five blooms. So this is the second year in a row. And it was rather interesting because in our population category, there were four cities, three of which had five blooms. So we were up against some pretty stiff competition. And unfortunately, we didn't make the population category, but next year comes around. I have two other awards, and one of them is a special award, and I'd like to read to you what the judges nominated us for. This one is Best Historic Restoration Project, and they describe the reasons why we were nominated. The historic swinging bridge across the Rio Grande Creek brings you to the Heritage Square Park and back to another era of time. One steps back in time to the one-room Santa Manuela schoolhouse that has been saved, so I feel rather grateful that we received this one. The overall impression of Rio Grande is of a clean city where everyone, municipal government, businesses, and residents, are all dedicated to creating beauty and proud of what they can accomplish when they work all together. From elegant benches, planters, and bike racks, to bright flowers and healthy trees, to lovely historic bridges and buildings, this city is an oasis of beauty. Everything ties together aesthetically, from the three welcome signs to the city to each nook and cranny where flowers are carefully tended. Although surrounded by the golden parched grasses of the dry landscape of the central coast of California, a broad palette of drought-tolerant, bright green plants with the rich agricultural fields give the impression that Rio Grande is blessed. And so we also have another award that we will put out in our hallway. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Okay, there's only a few of us here, but... Yeah, I just want to add that on the Criteria Award, this Special Recognition Award, we were competing against some pretty significant cities. We were competing against cities, far larger than we are, with Racine, Wisconsin, Fayetteville, Arkansas, West Chicago, Illinois. So a lot of the big hitters, and we came out on top. So. Kudos to Bob and all of our volunteers for a great program. Continues to amaze the judges, and they let us know about it. So congratulations to all of us, I guess. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bob. Okay, moving on to number 8, our consent agenda. This is a group of items that the council normally approves in one motion, unless there is an item on consent that a member of the council would like to pull for further clarification, additional discussion, or an independent action. This is also an opportunity for anyone in the audience to come forward on any of the items on consent. This evening, we are going to be addressing consent items 8A through 8G. So I'd like to inquire of the audience at this time if there's anyone who would like to come forward on any of those consent items. This would be an opportunity. Seeing no one, we will come back to the council. What is the will of the council tonight?
8D.
D. David? Okay, I will entertain a motion to approve consent items 8A through 8G with the exception of 8D, David.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Anything to read in there tonight?
No, Mayor Farrar.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Roll call, please.
Mayor Pro Tem Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Ray?
Yes.
Mayor Farrar?
Yes. Okay, Councilmember Ray, 8D.
Steve, I can see that I have an email in my box, but I can't check it here at the dais. Can you just real quickly on page 3 for the explain why we're going to have a minor ongoing future cost increase on this item?
Let me check the wording here. It's Yeah, I apologize. That is an incorrect statement.
Okay.
So it was a one-time increase, but an ongoing decrease.
All right. Yes. That's all I wanted to know. I thought, okay, I either missed something or, okay, thank you. I apologize. Thank you. All right. Then, Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the Memorandum of Understanding with the Service Employees International Union Local 620.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Ray?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Costello?
Yes.
Mayor Farrar?
Yes. Okay. Moving right along, that takes us to item 9, public hearings. We have none this evening. Item 10 is continued business. We have none. Item 11 is new business. 11A is consideration of a proposed ordinance amending portions of Title 8, our fire code, and Title 15, our building and construction codes. Jonathan, good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Good to see you. Honorable Mayor, Council members, the state of California adopted new building codes on January 30th, 2013, and these codes were published on June 30th, 2013, for accessible designs as the model accessibility codes for California. This decision was made in large part to maintain consistency with the new 2010 federal ADA standards, which became effective on March 15th, 2012. This means that the California standards will have the format and the organization of the 2010 federal ADA standards, but with the addition of the California amendments to maintain the enhanced levels of accessibility provided by the existing California accessibility regulations. One of the primary benefits of the change will be the full incorporation and implementation of the 2010 ADA standards within the California Building Code. This is good news because it will effectively mean that beginning in January of 2014, a project review will now entirely include both the required state and federal accessibility requirements. California continues to strive for barrier-free design in buildings to ensure that they are accessible to and usable by everyone. One of the local amendments that is proposed is in regards to non-water urinals, also known as waterless urinals. The latest California plumbing code has requirements as to the installation of the non-water urinals, but does not regulate when they are to be installed. This code amendment sets requirements for new construction to install these fixtures in situations where there is a high traffic area and continual maintenance. Our local In-N-Out Burger installed these in 2010 on their own choice, and they appear to have no maintenance issues, and at a maximum of a half gallon of water per flush per urinal has saved a considerable amount of water since that business has opened. The City of Arroyo Grande has adopted the state building codes in the past and enacted a number of amendments and additional codes. It will now be necessary to adopt these new state codes in order to maintain our current standards and make these additional amendments. Thank you. You have any questions?
Okay. Any questions for Jonathan? Okay. Very good. Anything to add, Mike? Good evening. Teresa, anything? Okay. This is not a public hearing. But once again, if there's anyone in the audience who would like to come forward on 11A, anyone? Okay. Seeing no one, we'll bring it back to the council, and we'll start with Councilmember Ray.
Well, first of all, it's nice to see you, Jonathan. It's been a while.
Thank you, yes.
Thanks for bringing this forward, and this is a for sure yes, because this keeps us compliant with state law and keeps our codes all working well and agreeing across the board, and I'm certainly in favor tonight.
Okay. Thanks, Mayor Pro Tem.
I agree. We're simply coming into compliance with the current codes, and I think it's a good idea we do so, and I will support this tonight.
Okay. Very good. All I can say is that if books have already been published, I guess we better catch up.
We've got them.
Okay. So I will support this as well. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we accept the proposed ordinance, or introduce the proposed ordinance, amending portions of Title 8 Fire Code and Title 15 Building and Construction Codes of the Aurora Grande Municipal Code.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Do I need to read the ordinance separately or right now?
We have to read the title now. I'd be glad to. It's a doozy.
I gotcha. Well... Okay, let's go for the whole thing. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of Aurora Grande amending portions of Aurora Grande Municipal Code Chapters 8.04 and 8.08 related to the adoption of the California Fire Code and International Fire Code, and amending portions of Chapter 15.04 related to the adoption of the California Building Code, California Residential Code, California Electrical Code, California Mechanical Code, California Plumbing Code, California Green Building Code, California Existing Building Code, California Energy Code, California Historical Building Code, and the International Property Maintenance Code.
I was going to let you get away with the short version. So we wouldn't have to go
to... I saw Tim leaning forward.
But thanks to our city attorney, we're now 100% legal. So, all right. So we have the amended motion, and I'm certain that the second holds. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Ray?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Costello?
Yes.
Mayor Ferrara?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item 12, City Council Reports.
Hey, Mayor Ferrara, I have to interrupt. when you adopt codes by reference, there is a little slightly different procedure that we utilize, and it's required that you set a public hearing for the adoption of the code, which would be on October 8th. So we'll need a separate motion, as is indicated in the recommendation section, to set the public hearing to adopt the ordinance on October 8th.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mayor Pro Tem Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Ray?
Yes.
Mayor Ferrara?
Yes. Now, are we done with it?
We're done.
You sure? Okay. moving on to City Council reports. With the council's permission, I would like to table these reports until we have a full council. So this time next month, we'll get caught up on... City Council reports, unless there's a burning issue that somebody would like to share.
Also.
All right. Item 17 is our final community comments and suggestions. Anyone in the audience would like to come forward on any item, whether it's on the agenda or not? No takers? Okay, we'll move on to item 18, and this is the really good news. We have no closed session tonight. And that will take us to item 19, which is adjournment. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.